There's a brand new bad guy in the world of pro wrestling, a world that thrives off of being provocative. Reporter Arun Venugopal of member station WNYC has more on the wrestler who wears a turban and hates America.
The wrestling world was shocked, when Jinder Mahal became WWE champion in May. But not these guys.
Number one! Number one! India! Number one!
Those are the WWE's Hindi language commentators. Jinder Mahal, the Maharaja, is of Indian descent, as his name may suggest. He is physically enormous and just mean.
Randy Orton is just like all of you. He's just like America. He's on the decline.
The crowd boos and shouts USA because, unlike the guy he beat, Randy Orton of Tennessee, Jinder Mahal's from a foreign place, meaning Calgary. Yeah, he's actually Canadian, but he wears a turban and he gloats in another language. Punjabi. In the parlance of pro wrestling, Jinder is a heel, a bad guy. Dion Barry is a writer and wrestling fan and has been closely following Jinder's ascent.
He is really good at digging into America is losing its spot as the leader of the world.
To China and to India. But it's all for the best, you see, because
at some point, the American cowboy is going to ride in and take our wrestling back from the foreigner.
Foreign heels have been around forever. There was Abdullah the Butcher, aka the madman from Sudan. But occasionally, things have spiraled out of control. Take the storyline about an Arab-American character, Muhammad Hassan. In one match, Hassan joined a bunch of masked men, basically Middle Eastern extremists, as they beat his opponent and choked him until he was unconscious.
What the hell is going on here?
That episode's still shocking and aired in 2005, the same day a series of suicide bomb attacks went off in London in real life. Muhammad Hassan's character was quickly disappeared. Jinder Mahal thinks it's best not to take wrestling too seriously.
People know what we do is just entertainment.
I caught him on one of his off days.
While you're watching a WWE program, you can forget about your real life problems and whatnot.
And even, he says, gain some cultural exposure on the way. There have been real live Bhangra dancers at his events and music.
Anybody selling tickets?
Tonight, Jinder's defending his title in Rochester at the Blue Cross Arena. I asked fans what they make of him. This is Todd Erdman.
Have to be blunt, it's the brown storyline. If you need controversy, give a brown guy a belt and, oh, you don't like me because I'm this. No, we don't like you because we don't like you. You're not that good.
Inside, I grab some beer and fries and a bowl of Dippin' Dots. Jinder's facing off against Mojo Rawley, and he's in serious trouble.
And Mahal scrambles to the bottom rope here in Mojo.
But then something miraculous happens.
Look at Mahal right across the eyes.
Jinder comes from behind and,
oh! And the colossus from Mahal finishes off Rawley.
And he wins. The Maharaja triumphs yet again. And America must lick its wounds. Of course, for some fans, it's more complicated than us versus them. Rashad Fulton is Muslim and brought his kids.
Once they become aware, then it's a conversation to be had.
What's a conversation to be had?
That what they're selling, good versus bad. There's no good and bad, it's politics. Because on our side, we think that we're the good guys, but in all honesty, we may be the wrong ones.
But for other fans, it's just a matter of time before a good guy, an American, brings the wrestling title back home. For NPR News, I'm Arun Venugopal in New York.